the three girls.
Okay, good evening, everyone. So last week we spoke a lot about the idea of lighting Ner Chanukah in your house. That, first of all, the idea that it has to be in a house, it can't just be out in the street, according to many Gedolim. And we also discussed a little bit about what's called your house. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be where you live on a regular basis. If you're out of town and staying by somebody else, as long as you have a kavias there, you're staying, oh, you're eating there, sleeping there, and maybe even just one of the two, but you're kavua in that place, you can light there. We said if you're in town where you live and you just go to somebody else's house for a meal, even for the night meal, even if you spend a few hours there and you're going home to sleep, that you can't. You can't light in his house. That's not considered your makom, because your makom is right here where you have a makom in this, you know, this town. You're going back to your house. So you have to light back in your own house. However, if you're out of town and all you have is a place that you're in very temporarily, so even if you're just eating there or just sleeping there, it's a yitachin that you could light there. In fact, so I saw Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted by Rav Nevinsel in his Mishnah Berurah saying that, let's say a number of families got together, you know, very common cases. So there's a simcha, a bar mitzvah, or a sheva brachas, whatever, in a certain community on Shabbos Chanukah, and so the people come in from different communities, family members come in, and they're all staying in different places, but they're all eating together in a shul or in a simcha hall. So so he says they should light there, even though they're staying in a separate house. But the we mentioned from the Ramah says the makom achila is the ikar. When you're not home and you have to choose between makom achila and makom lina, where you eat or you sleep, so the makom achila is the ikar. So he says they should light there. They should light in the makom achila. Now, okay, so we discussed some other scenarios. So what I want to just, before we go on to a new Inyan in Chanukah, I wanted to just discuss a little bit more about this. What happens, let's say there's a chasana, one of the nights of Chanukah. Again, extremely common. A couple's getting married, one of the nights of Chanukah. So the question is about the chasana and kala, where do they light? And the question is about guests who may be leaving their house early or coming home late, etc., where do they light? So let's talk first of all of the guests. You have a family that lives in town, and they're going to a chasna. So if they're going to be home already, it's matter of luck, let's say whatever it is, early evening in the chasna, not till a night chasna, a regular night chasna. So they shall light at home at the regular zman, and hopefully our next topic is what is this zman, as Hashem. But whatever, they shall light at this zman, and then go to the chasna. And even if they can't stay home for a half hour after they light, now there's of course a separate issue of safety. If like nobody's going to be home, you know, have to definitely take that into consideration about how you're going to leave the lights, you know, burning. But leaving that issue out right now, there might be other people. You know, might be kids home, even adult, you know, older kids at home, and the husband and wife are going to the chasna. So even though even if they have to light and leave shortly afterwards and not stay around for half an hour, that's okay. They're not giving up their home. They're not moving out. It's not like, see, Rosh Hashanah Zaman has a, you know, says lachar, if somebody is selling his house during Chanukah, and the closing is at 5:45, he says, oh, let me just light candles. Okay, you know, and he lights candles at 5:35, and then he sells his house. He says, I don't know, maybe not Yotze. It wasn't your house for a half an hour after the hadlaka. And he extends that to the case of an achsanoi, a person who's staying by somebody else, and he was there, let's say, for a day or for over Shabbos, and now he's leaving, but he's still there b'shas halakha, but he's leaving right away. So he's not so sure that you can light then if you're leaving right away, because you're leaving that place and you're giving it up. It's not your home anymore. But that's not the case here. They're not giving up their home. They live at home. They're just going out, just like they can light and the husband go back to Seder and the wife could go to a lady's tea or go to her friend's house. So the fact that they're leaving for the chasna doesn't make a difference. They're still able to light. So if they're home with b'shas halakha, certainly they should light then. What happens if they're not, though? Let's say the chasna is early. or they have a long trip to the, it's in town, but it's a, you know, it's a bit, a trip. Or let's say the husband wants to go straight from the office, right? He's working or in a certain location, and then he wants to leave from his office. It's more convenient to go straight to the chasna hall rather than coming home. And his wife, okay, whatever, she also left the house earlier, whatever it is. So then the shaila is, then they'll get to the chasna and they haven't lit yet. So the first question is, could they light at the chasna hall? No, they can't light at the chasna hall. That's just like, that's similar to lighting at somebody else's house. When you live in town, you're just eating by somebody else. In fact, in the Sefer Emes Liakov, it's, you know, Mipi HaShmua, but he discusses this thing, and he says for them to light at the chasna hall, he says it's a galechter. It means it's chok ba'alma. I mean, it's nothing, it's garnish. That's not a hadlock at all. So what if they can't light at home before the chasna, so if there's somebody else at home who could light for them, if there are, so that would be one possibility. Or, but probably what we probably would advise is wait till they get home, light at home. They'll get home, hopefully, even if it's a long chasna, you have plenty of time at night, long before dawn, hopefully. Talking about, you know, they're in town. They'll get home at whatever, 11 o'clock at night, or 12 o'clock at night even. So even if there's nobody in the street, but if it's two people together, a husband and wife, or if there's anybody else up in the house, or anybody else that they could wake up in the house, so then they could light even with, you could light even with a bracha, you know, even though it's late at night. And if it's late at night, and let's say it's a man living alone, and it's taka late at night, and he comes back and there's nobody in the street anymore, nobody in the street, and there's nobody awake at home, and nobody who could wake up, so then the Mishnah Berurah says he should not make a bracha taka. In that case, he should not make a bracha, because there's no presuming nisa, and that's an integral part of the mitzvah. If there's no presuming nisa at all, nobody in the street, and nobody in the house awake, they should make a bracha. Sorry?
Usually when I ask this, but a video call accomplishes
a video call. A video call. That's good. Could he light the light on video, light over Zoom or something like that?
Not anybody, just them to see.
That's a very interesting question. Probably. On the spot here, I'd say it probably does work, because, I mean, for many things that it's considered for forms of hashkacha and different things with somech on that you can see it's being misparsing. And you know it's happening right now. You communicate with the person on the other end. It's happening. He's not just watching a video or watching a recording of something that once happened. You know, it's happening right now. That's a very interesting question. I don't know what I think about it, but I didn't think of it. But on the spot, requires further thought, but on the spot I would say yeah, that would work. But especially because the Maisa, now many say that even that you could light with the bracha even if there's nobody there. The Mishnah Berurah itself brings down a day like that in the Shaar Tzion, and he says if you want to be somech on that, go ahead, but it's not his psak is not that way. But Rav Moshe and the Tshuva Pasuk is that way. Many say if it's possible, if there's somebody at home that you could wake up, then you should do that. You should wake them up. The whole discussion, could you wake up your parents? For this, but certainly if it's somebody else and that you can wake up, you should wake up at least one person. But if it's not feasible, there's nobody there. So then many say that you could still light with a bracha. So okay, but in any case, but the couple for sure, they're coming home. It's the two of them for sure. They could light with a bracha, and that would be the thing to do. The only shaila is, but how could they eat at the chasna then? Because you're not supposed to eat before you. What's the Zman HaLak, or even within a half hour, the Zman HaLak, you're not supposed to eat before you light. So for that, I think we mentioned the idea last week of having a shomer, setting up with alarms or systems, a vade reminder that will, like a fail-safe reminder, that'll definitely work. Appeal derech hateva that the light. Now I did see one of the svarim. I did see one of the svarim that says in the sefer from Rabbi Kanner from Montreal. He says that I believe he says in this case. He advises lighting, even if you had to, lighting miplaka mincha, if that would make a difference. Though, like we said last week, it hardly makes a difference. But I forget if he says, but he makes the point that when people come from a chasna, they usually usually exhausted, it's late and they're tired and it's very likely to forget. But, you know, I think that they should, a responsible person who cares will, it's not, you know, it's not the most difficult thing in the world. Maybe if it's, again, if it's a chasna, maybe if they're traveling from, like, New York to Lakewood or something like that, or even longer, and they're getting home at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, but even then, if you set, just like there are many other things, you know, you have to take care of, you set up it. Not that lighting Chanukah lichta is not, like, a major, event, or not major, I mean, it's like a major tircha. It's something that's fairly due, especially if you set up the candles beforehand and just waiting and just go and light. It's, the whole thing could take, you know, 40 seconds and you're done. So I think that there probably that would be the best thing to do in that case.
We can't eat a half hour before, or we can't start eating a half hour before?
Yes, it's start, right.
Start, so if you start before.
Maybe. Yeah, okay, well, but, okay, I mean, if the chat, depending on how early, that's if it's an afternoon chasna. Yeah. Okay. Now, okay, so that's as far as the people themselves, you know, the guests, say, as far as the guests. Oh, one more case. What about a guest who's taka coming from out of town and doesn't have a house in this city? So, so then, if they're coming, if they're staying over somewhere, then they should try to go to the place before the chasna. Sometimes you come in and you don't go straight to the chasna, and then you only go to the place afterwards. If it's chanukah, you should try to go to the place before and be kovei yourself, if possible, eat something there and be kovei yourself there. And you put down your bag, and then light the erbisman, and then go to the chasna. That would be the best thing. Or if it wouldn't be possible, okay, so then they would light at that home when they got back. Just like we said, you could light at your own home when you get home. So when they get after the chasna, when they're first going to their host's residence after the chasna, so they'll go then and they'll light then. But let's say they're not. Let's say they're not staying anywhere. They're just, you know, flying in for the chasna, getting in that afternoon, going straight to the chasna hall, and then turning around and leaving. And or maybe driving from, you know, out of town, driving a few hour journey and getting to the chasna and then leaving, and they won't be back until daybreak. They won't be back until the morning. You know, it's a long trip each way, and they're not staying over anywhere. So then it's not unreasonable to say they should light in the chasna hall, because that's like a person who goes out of town and he has no residence in this town, and he's eating somewhere. He's just eating by somebody. He's not sleeping there, but that's his only kviyas here is in that place. And if he's able to light there, then l'chor should do that. And I saw it say for Canada, Shoshan Yisrael says like that as well. I heard this also from a noted posik, but I don't want to say for sure without confirming it, but I'm almost 100% sure that you could light in that case. And that which Rabbi Yaakov, you know, where he said it's like a lechter, he was talking about this case. He's talking about a guy who leaves his office and instead of going, he goes straight to the chasna, and you get to light at the chasna. He says that you know, but it means he lives in town. He's just instead of going home after his office, the chasna hall is close to his office or whatever it is, or it's the time, so he goes straight there. But if you have no, if you're out of town, you don't have a home in this town. So the place that you're eating is would be your Malkum Kavius. Okay, what about the Chasan and Kala?
Well, why is this? If you're in town for a simcha over Shabbos, like Shabbos Shabbos, right? So we said, we discussed this where you're sleeping at a host house and you're eating your meals in the shul. And what do we end up saying?
The Rama says that the makom achila is the ikker.
Achila is the ikker. So, but you're just saying that if you're staying over for a chasana in a hotel or whatever, so then how come we're saying better to go back to your host house that night?
Okay, because
Shabbos is different.
Well, no. Also, there the makom achila is it's not your private makom achila. It's like a restaurant basically, as far as you're concerned.
The chasana.
Right.
As opposed to when you're in town for a simcha over Shabbos, I'm leaving the shul multiple times.
Well, again, one thing. No, as opposed to, let's start a case where you're staying in one person's house and eating in another person's house.
No, but let's say you're eating in the shul all the meals. Okay, so
you're right. I did say over, I don't know, maybe I'm not sure, at the beginning tonight, I said over from Shlomo Zalman, it says that the shtakish the light in the shul there. He did say that, right.
So okay. I'm wondering, maybe it's more kvias to Shabbos, or maybe it's more like
maybe, or more, maybe that's
multiple meals, or maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I think maybe one second. Perhaps he would say that. Yeah, I have to think about it. I don't know. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman would say in that case, you know, would say like in the Chasen Hall lechatchila rather than in the
Pleshus
thing. Maybe I said perhaps, and perhaps I don't know. I know what he says in that case, but lav davka, because like you're saying, it could be as soon as Shabbos is more of a kvius, right? That's one possibility, and especially.
Are we talking about Chanukah? What? Or Shabbos?
Chanukah.
No.
Shabbos,
you should
lie
also.
Right, but that's not the time. What are we referring to?
I'm saying, I don't know.
Chanukah. But the thing is also because the chasana, I'm not saying this chalukim abar, but the chasana, you're going for a chasana. I mean, the ikar is the chasana. You know, they serve a meal, and it's but if for Shabbos, when you go for it with the Sheva Brachos, I think the ikar, the sudas is like is the ikar of what you're going for. Here, by the chasana, okay, for many guests, the sudas is also the ikar. But lav davka, there's a lot of things going on in the chasana, and you're not lav davka if you're close to the, especially if you're coming, you know, from out of town and everything. You're not going out for time to get a good meal. That's not why you're coming in from out of town. You're going out for town to be shtati, but the But the other case is the meal is the sudas. That's Sheva Brachos. That's what it is. The sudas and the bar mitzvah. I mean, I guess I don't know. Certainly at night, that's all. You know,
that's the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. So in terms of the chasen and kala, so that presents its own shaila. Let's start with the chasen. If he's still home at this man, the chasen's at night, and he doesn't have to be at the hall till after this man. Not such a likely case, at least in America. But if that would be the case, then he should still light at home. It seems it's still his house, even though the point is, even though he's Taka leaving, now maybe Taka, Shlomo Zalman would say that if he's leaves within a half hour, not so pashut, because once he's leaving, that's it. He's leaving that house. He's moving out. But in the simpler case, he could light and stay home for half an hour, so he should do that. But what's much more common is that by that time he has to be at the hall, even if it's evening chasna. But by Zman Hadlaka, they expect him to be in the hall. So and he doesn't. So that night either they're going to move in. You know, when he'll be married, they'll move in to his own apartment, or much more likely to an hotel. You know, for that night. So, but in either case, he's not there yet. He hasn't lived there yet. It's not his makom yet. So there, so Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer says, "Avad he should light in the chasna hall. He should light in the. I think he says in the room that that they give him. That's what he should light." And he doesn't say anything about the kala. Now the kala is obviously the same problem. That if she's still home, Mishas Halakha, she'll be yotzi with her parents, or if she lights her own, she'll, you know, do whatever she's done till now, she'll still do that night. But if the leaving before, so what it says in some of the other svarim is that she should also either light in the room that the Kala's family has. They gave her their room. That's her kriyas right now. She's in between homes. They're both Chasen and Kala, both in between homes. So this is their kriyas right now. Or it's brought to in the Sefer Shoshana Yisrael. He brings that they could the Chasen even could be motzi her, meaning she could be mishtatef bepruta with him, even if it's they're not married yet, but they're both residing. And then I think he says they collide in the cheder yichud, which is sort of like rented out, is given over to both of them. So he could light there, and she could be mishtatef and could be yotzi with that hadlaka, you know, before, even though it's before the chuppah. Otherwise, if it's not feasible to light there, or they didn't end up lighting there, whatever, and so then they have to light at night, wherever they're in their home, or if it's a hotel. If it's a hotel, it gets into its own group of shilas, how exactly to do it, but that's what they have to do. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, the Gepos can talk about like leaving the chasna and running home and lighting, or like, you know, and Right, yeah, right. I think most American Muslims like it's not doesn't work so well in America that to run out for a little bit and go light. Although I don't know, in between the chuppah and the meal, who knows what's going on. It's usually enough time that they could have run home and, but Anyway, it probably wouldn't work so well. So these are the aces that they give. And Rav Shmuel writes, he's quoted, in the Kovetz Halachas, that he says, I've heard that some people, some Paiskim, whatever, some object to the idea of lighting, even the chasen lighting in the wedding hall. But he says, I don't understand why not. I don't see any issue with it. I mean, it's pashut to him that the chasen, and I assume he means the kallah too. He doesn't discuss it, that the pashut they could light there.
Is there some type of I don't remember clearly, some type of like Indian that the at least the yichud like belongs to the chasen or something? Is some type of like.
Well,
or
mostly the chuppah,
Makkah
b'chuppah is supposed to belong, right?
Not the
well, maybe, I mean, it depends what is chuppah, so is he machten said, yeah, but with the chuppah, I don't think they'd be...
plays into this whole thing, like the base hachasen is a little bit like it's his makkum that night, I don't know.
Yeah, or at least that's, well, but that's what they say, I mean, some say light in the room that's given to them, but that's...
Right.
Okay, so... Fine. So I want to move on a little bit now. Let's talk about one very important part of Neres Chanukah, and that is when should one light. Now we're not talking about the people who are, we just said now traveling and all sorts of b'dievids. Let's say lechatchila on a regular night of Chanukah, and you're home, and you can choose to light whatever's the best time. So what's the proper time, or if there is such a thing, what's the best time? So the Gemara says that the mitzvah is Mishatishka Hachama Ad Shetichle Regel Mashuk. Mishatishka Hachama, from when, literally translated, or loosely translated, from when the sun sets. There are three main Mahalchim in Rishonim. What does that mean, Mishatishka Hachama? Does that mean what we call sunset? You look up in a regular chart, sunset, sunrise, sunset. So sunset, Mishatishka Hachama, does it mean that? That seems to be the sheet of the Rambam passing this way, sunset. That's the time to light. The second pshat is that it. Well, okay, going in order. The second pshat it means not at the sof shkia, but at tchila shkia hashnia. Meaning, there is what's called a shkia rishona, shkia shnia. Shkia rishona is sunset. When the sun sets, that's called shkia rishona. Then, and according to the sheet of the Gaonim meaning the Gaonim who preceded the Rishonim, and the Vilna Gaon, many years later, passes this way too, but it's when we say it's the sheet of the Gaonim, we don't mean because of the Vilna Gaon, I mean the Gaonim, like I said, who were earlier than before the Rishonim. The sheet of the Gaonim is that when the sun sets, that's the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. When sun sets, it's now Safek Yom, Safek Laila. And that period of Bein Hashmashos goes on for 3/4 of a mil, which if the average sheet that we use, the most common sheet of a mil is 18 minutes. So 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. So according to the sheet of the Gaon, Bein Hashmashos is for 13 and a half minutes after sunset. After that, it's called Tzeis HaKochavim. It's night, finished. That's, nothing more you need to know.
That's when the ball of the sun goes under the horizon?
That's Shkia. Shkia itself is when.
What is Shkia in this sense? Like, what is Shkia Rishon? Like, it's when the ball of the sun drops below the horizon.
Yes. And you still have the rays, you still have the light of the sun.
The light,
right. And that goes on for 13 and a half minutes, 3/4 of a mil. And then it's
starting from when it drops 13 and a half minutes later, then
it says a go up, right.
And the grove is after. The first sheet was just the Rambam, and the second sheet was...
Well, no, sorry, I digress from interest to discuss what's Tzeit HaKochavim, and then we'll get back to the Rabbi. Right, when I'm talking about the sheet is now, I'm talking about what the sheet is of what's called night in Halacha, and then we'll get back to Tzeit HaKochavim. What's called night in Halacha? So according to the Gaonim Shita, night means, the everyone agrees there's day, there's Bein Hashmashos, and then there's night. Bein Hashmashos is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So according to the sheet of the Gaonim, it's this day is until sunset, then 13 and a half minutes it's considered Bein Hashmashos, and then it's Tzeis HaKochavim. According to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, it's way later. The Zmanim, sunset that we just discussed now basically has no relevance in Halacha. It's not the beginning of night, it's not even the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos, Rabbeinu Tam agrees, is for a period of 3/4 of a mil, 13 and a half minutes, but it first begins 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, after sunset. In other words, 58 and a half is the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, and then Bein HaShemashos is for 13 and a half minutes, and then this Tetz HaKochavim at 72 minutes. Right? Got the math right? 58 and a half plus 13 and a half? Okay. So Tetz HaKochavim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is at 72 minutes, and 13 and a half minutes before that is Bein HaShemashos, and that's what's called Shkia Shnia. That's what's meant by Shkia Shnia. So in terms of Zmanim for ending Shabbos, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos ends only 72 minutes after Shkia, because till then it's not Tzeis HaKochavim. For 13 and a half minutes before it's a suffix, but Bein HaShemashos you can't do Malacha, so you have to be Machmer until 72 minutes. Whereas technically, according to the Gonim Shita, Tzeis HaKochavim technically is 13 and a half minutes after sunset. Now, many poskim say that it has to be adjusted for geographically and to the time of the year. Meaning these manim may only apply when the day and nights are equal, and may only apply around the Mideast region, maybe around Eretz Yisrael and maybe some of the neighboring areas. But for places of the world, on the earth, which are further north, it could be it takes much longer for the sun to set, or if it takes maybe shmushes is longer, and different times of the year, even in Eretz Yisrael, different times of the year it could be longer. So these are the numbers that they use, but many poskim say these numbers are adjusted, like I said, by location and by time of the year. Al kapanim, so now getting back to Chanukah. According to the sheet of the Rambam, Neres Chanukah are lit at sunset. That Shkia means for this purpose is sun first when sunset. The next sheet is that you light at the beginning of when it's the Tchila Shkia Shnia, meaning basically 13 and a half minutes before it says is the right time. And the third sheet is no Mamish Tzeis HaKochavim. Tzeis HaKochavim. Now the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Eimad Likin Ner Chanukah. This is Shimon Tafrei Shayin Beis Sif Aleph. Eimad Likin Ner Chanukah Kodem Shetishka Chama Ela Im Sof Shkiasa. Im Sof Shkiasa. Now Zog Mishnah Berurah Hainu Tzeis HaKochavim. And he says Zog Mishnah Berurah Hamachaber Sasim Gedas HaTur V'siyata the Torah and those with him. The Sviri Luhu the Masha Amar Hagemara is Manah Likas Ner Chanukah B'Shetishka Chama Hainu Sof Shkia. That's Sof Shkia. Now, and says the Mishnah Berurah, but there are many Rishonim hold not like that. Many Rishonim hold it's Kligma Tchila Shkia Shnia V'Hu Be'erech approximately Reva Shabikon, approximately 15 minutes earlier. Like we said, it's like 13 and a half minutes earlier. Now, I should say in parenthetically, like, why do you say it that way? It's about 15 minutes. Why not say it's 13 minutes before? I mean, we can handle fractions. But the truth is that it's only 13 and a half minutes if you accept that a mil is 18 minutes. There are other sheetahs in halacha. There's a sheetah in halacha that a mil is 22 and a half minutes. And there's a sheetah that's 24 minutes. Whatever it is, Bein HaShemashos is 3/4 of a mil. So we work with typically 3/4 of 18. But there's also a possibility that's 3/4 of 22 and a half. And what would that be? What's a 1/4 of 22 and a half? 1/4 of, 1/4 of 22 is how much? 5 and a half, right? 5 and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. And so 3 of those is 16 and a half. Plus the other half comes out by 17 and a half. So it's about Reva Shah, it's about a quarter of an hour. Because I mean, if you go with the 18 minute shear, it's 13 and a half minutes. If you go with the other the next shear, it's 17 minutes. It's somewhere around a quarter of an hour. Okay. So anyway, so he says many Rishonim hold that the Zman to light is at the beginning of the Shkia Shnia, and then there's, as I said, there's the Rambam sheet that you really should be lighting at Shkia Rishonim. So. Okay, so we have these three possibilities all in Rishonim. So what Lamaisa, what some poskim try to do is to have, you know, that you should light at a time that you will try to be yosei l'kuliyama, meaning to say, let's go according to the sheet of the Rambam, that it's you're supposed to light at shkia, at sunset, and you only have a half an hour to be yosei. If you don't light at sunset, you're supposed to light as soon as possible after sunset. In fact, the way they say it, according to the Rambam, like every minute you miss, you're missing from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is 1/2 hour. According to the Rambam, 1/2 hour from sunset till 30 minutes later. After that, the mitzvah is over. And you're not yotzi if you light later, according to the Rambam.
Yotzi with less than 30 minutes?
Though? Sorry? Sorry?
Yotzi with less than 30 minutes if you light 5 minutes late?
That's a shot. Oh, yeah. No, you're definitely yotzi. But you should put in enough oil to last 30 minutes. Because the Shaila, when the Gemara says, Ad shetich regel mashuk, which is a half an hour, does that mean that that's the zman you yotzi any time within that zman? Or that's the amount of time it has to burn for? So, but according to the Rambam, you're only yotzi within that zman. You could still lie with the bracha within that zman, but you should put in enough shem to last 30 minutes. So, but according to Rambam, after that half hour, you're not yotzi the mitzvah. Now, according to others, the zman didn't even really begin, right? But that will depend on, as I said, when is really tzeis hakochavim, and based on that, when is tchilas shkiyah shniyah, meaning when is the quarter hour period before tzeis hakochavim. So I gave you the number 72, but I told you that's relative based on the area, based on the time, and there are shittas in Rishonim that it's certainly, well, let's just, I'll mention it, like Moshe Feinstein Shita, is that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, in parts of America, like in many parts in New York and New York area, let's just say that, Moshe says 50 minutes after Shkia would be considered Tzeis HaKochavim, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. So Moshe says, it's a Chiddush to Keshita, that's what Moshe says, even 50 minutes after. And even if you don't say it's Rabbeinu Tam, but many hold that is Tzeis HaKochavim is somewhere around there, 40, 50 minutes after Shkia. So what I'm saying is that the Shita that holds that you should light by, let's say the Mechaber Shita, Shulchan Aruch says you light by Tzeis HaKochavim, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean it's 72 minutes. Tzeis HaKochavim could be, theoretically, could be 40 minutes after Shkia, 45 minutes after Shkia. Now the Mechaber himself goes like Rabbeinu Tam back in Hilchos Shabbos, but it's not really Tali Zebizet. If you interpret the Gemara to mean Mishetishka Hachama means Sof Shkia, the very meaning Tzeis HaKochavim, fine. So the Tzeis HaKochavim, whenever that is, that's not necessarily Rabbeinu Tam Tzeis HaKochavim. Maybe it's much earlier. So therefore, that's one reason why some recommend that Dafka, that if you hold Rabbeinu Tam Mamish Lekulan Lechumra, and you hold that that's me Ikaradin 72 minutes, okay, and you want to pass on like the Shulchan Aruch by Chanukah, you'll light at 72 minutes. But again, perhaps passively adjusting it a little bit for where you live. But if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam Minadin, even if you're Machmer like Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to keeping Shabbos, and you keep Shabbos until 72 minutes after Shkia, that doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't light Ner Chanukah until 72 minutes after Shkia, even if you want to follow the Shulchan Aruch, because you're only keeping Rabbeinu Tam L'chumra. But here it might be a chumra to do it the other way, to light, to do the mitzvah earlier. And especially if you want to say that you want to try to be Yotzei to light within a half hour of Shkia. Now, I told you, according to the Rambam, I told you it's only the first 30 minutes after sunset, right? But there are poskim that say that we're not even borer on what's really called Shkia. Like, Lav Davka, it's what the Naval Observatory calls sunset. It might be a number of minutes after. In fact, many poskim say, even if you want to be paskin like the Rambam and like the Groth, don't light at sunset, Mamish, because it might be too early. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva writes 10 minutes after Shkia. That's what Rav Moshe writes. Rav Eliyash is quoted saying, even in Eretz Yisrael, it should be a good few minutes, maybe 10, maybe somewhere around there after Shkia. It means even if you want to do like the Groth and the Rambam, but don't might like Mamish at Shkia, because we don't really know for sure that what we call sunset, what's listed now as sunset, is really Shkia. So also Shkia has a lot to do with where you're observing it from, right? There's a big tumult about this. You know, if you're on top of a building, you'll see the sun much, or on top of mountains, you'll see the sun much much later than if you're, you know, further down. It's a whole shy, like in a place like Har Nof, right? The old Talmud's about this. When is Shkia? It might depend on your address. So there's a lot of discussion about this, that if Shkia is like relative to your perspective and to where you are. So anyway,
Actually a physical phenomenon that when you observe the sun, the actual sun itself is already beneath the horizon, but you still see it because of the refraction of the sun, of the rays. So there's an element of that with the curvature and the refraction of the light.
Right. So you're saying it could be even earlier though than what we call sunset. When they call sunset on the charts, they mean what we see, or they mean scientifically.
So people say that sunset is when what you see. That's what's accepted. But in physics, right, the sun descends. The actual physical body of the sun descends from the plane of the horizon, if you measure it like geometrically, right? Before, and you still see the sun because the rays of light are refracting, and you can still see it a little bit below the plane. So that's interesting as well.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's why there is this lack of full clarity. So Lemaisa, I tell you, Lemaisa writes in the Tshuva to light 10 minutes after Shkia. Other Talmidim of Ramosha quote him as saying you should really light a little bit later, somewhere between 13 or to 18 minutes after Shkia. And in fact, in the Sefer by Rabbi Ludinsky, he writes that it sounds like he heard from Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt that Ramosha was chozer from what he wrote in the Tshuva. Because Rabbi Greenblatt writes in his Tshuva something like 13 to 18 minutes after Shkia, b'shem Ramosha. And this guy says he remember told him that Ramosha was told him he was chozer from 10. What I'm getting at now is if you light a little bit earlier, even if you want to light at Seizer Kochavim, but if you'll take a little bit earlier version of Seizer Kochavim, you might still be within 30 minutes of when the Rambam holds his man started, 30 minutes of really sunset. And therefore you'll hop around, you'll gain that, even you'll be yotz even like the Rambam. Now, okay, it's well known also, at least in yeshiva circles, that Rav Aaron Cutler itself held that you should light approximately 23 to 25 minutes after Shkia, right around there, and that's what, like with yeshivas and kol that I'm familiar with, I've seen, that's what they do. They light around that time, after Shkia, trying, because they want to light within a half an hour of actual sunset, but not too early, etc. So it's supposed to be a zman that yotzi like many shitas, but the point is including the Rambam taking sunset as being around what we call setting the sun. In any case, so there's a lot of different days in the poskim of what's the best time. There are those that say mamish light at sunset, and every minute you miss is like, yeah, they bring for the brisker rub. They say the brisker rub is medaktik around Hanukkah time to always find exactly when sunset's going to be, and he would light right then. And he said every minute you miss is like you're missing from the mahus of the mitzvah. But as I said, many others say not to do that. Don't light that early, even if you want to do like the Rambam or the grub, but wait at least around 10 minutes after, or maybe even a little later. Rav Aaron Shita was to light approximately 23 or 24, 25 minutes after Shkia. And then others who follow more like the Mechaber and the Mishabura seems to say, well, light by tzeis, but at least what I'm familiar with and what I personally have always done is to light at tzeis, but an early tzeis. In New York, New York or Chicago, I lit around 50 minutes or just about a little before 50 minutes. Here I try to light a little bit earlier. Not to wait, because here in Florida it's quicker, and just try to light. I think we'd light somewhere around, roughly around 45 minutes or so after Shkia. So it should be trying to light at seis, but like the Shita Mechaber, but not at a late seis, at an earlier version of seis. And whatever you do, whenever you light, it's always proper to make sure you have enough shemen to last a half hour after seis. Meaning if you're normally machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, that says it's 72 minutes, so even if you're lighting in 45 minutes, put in enough oil to last, till 92 minutes, a half hour after Rabbeinu Tam. Or if you're never machmer Rabbeinu Tam, you're machmer Motzei Shabbos 60 minutes, let's say, which some do 60 minutes. So put in enough shaman to last to a half hour past that, whatever you consider it says to be at other times, so put in enough oil. It's not saying you have to do this, but This would be like perhaps the preferred method. Put enough oil to last a half hour after what you viewed seis for on Motzai Shabbos, but you don't have to wait that late to actually light. Light at an earlier version of seis, so that you'll be, as I said, for the reasons that I explained before.
Who was brought down as saying that you light at seis? I thought it's the Shkia Shnea, which is.
But the Mishnah Berurah says, "Im sof shkia sahainu tseisa kochavim." That's the mechaber. Tseisa kochavim.
Is the last time to light or the proper time?
The proper time. Eimad ligin ner chanukah kodem shetushichamei le im sof shkiasa Mishnah Berurah hainu tseisa kochavim.
Okay.
And he says the mechaber is something like the tour. I mean, he says many hold not like this, but whatever. It's a different shitas. He doesn't say not to do it.
And why early
it says? Well, like I said, because if you just keep the late says the chumra, here the chumra might be the other way around. Yeah. Okay, I'll pause here. Have a good evening, everybody. I'm going to sign off. Okay.